Can the people in the hall hear? Ask if they can hear. Can they hear? There's still some more room on the floor behind me if you want to come on up here through either of the side doors. I see an empty chair down there. And there's one right here. And there's one over there on the aisle. So? Tomorrow afternoon, Ms. Rich will be speaking to students at an open session, students and all interested people, at an open session at 3:30 in the Student Union Terrace, not Student Union, the Student Union Junior Ballroom, on the second level of the Student Union. Our next reading will be in this auditorium a week from tonight. Ishmael Reed will be the visiting poet and novelist. He'll read for us. And I'd like to announce now, and I'll announce it again next week, that he also will have an open session with students the day following his reading. And his session will be at the Poetry Center on Thursday morning from 11 to 12. I see another empty seat. Right in the middle there. It's the same one. Oh, I hope they don't send the fire marshal in. I'd also like to announce a very special reading to benefit the Tucson AIDS Project. It will be a benefit reading of poetry and fiction sponsored by Out Loud, a group of lesbian, gay, and bisexual graduate students. The readers will be Forrest Ashby, Joy Harjo, Carolyn Kaiser, Terry McMillan, and Boyer Rickle. And that will take place this Saturday evening, the 25th, at 8 o'clock in the Orts Space Theater, which is located at 330 East 7th Street, between 4th and 5th Avenues. Because this is a benefit, they're asking a donation of $5. But if you cannot subscribe that much, come anyway and give what you can. We have added another reading to our schedule, and I brought some of the flyers, and they'll be out on the refreshment table. Refreshments will be in the breezeway this evening, and books will be for sale in the hall at a reduced rate, by the way. We are co-sponsoring with the Department of French and Italian a bilingual reading by Paolo Valesio on Sunday afternoon, April the 2nd, on the Poetry Center South Lawn. If you are regularly get our mail, don't pick up one tonight, because they'll be, if you have an English department box, one will be put in your box. I promised Adrienne that I do short introductions, but I didn't tell her that I do long announcements. Many of you were handed a little pink flyer as you came in. We're very sorry that there was not enough for everyone. A student organization has been formed to help save the Poetry Center. If you didn't get a flyer, perhaps you will share it with your friends. Have you got more? Okay, come on down the aisles and pass them out while I'm talking. This is a request for you to join this committee or to assist this committee by writing letters of support for the Poetry Center. Please, positive letters of support for the Poetry Center. The little house that we are being moved into when the Poetry Center library is destroyed in June, it's the library building, not the library, is 1.5 blocks north of Speedway on Cherry, which will take us 3.5 blocks further away from this building. Most of our users come from this building, so it will not be as convenient for you. One of the more important problems of that move is that because our collection has grown so rapidly, we've not been able to shelve all the books in our current space for a long time. The little house is a little bit larger than where we are, but the extra square footage is mostly taken up by closets and the kitchen, and we don't have a kitchen where we are now. And there is less wall space to put the bookshelves. So we are putting all periodicals before 1988 into storage until we have a new home. And we may have to put up to 3/4 of the books. We'll know a little better by the end of next week just how much shelf space we have. But we don't want to be crowded because we've been so crowded now that no one could see all of the wonderful treasures that are coming in every day. I promise that as long as I'm there, if there's a book in storage that you want, I'll get it for you within 48 hours. But it may take us that long to get a book for you. Many of the books are not frequently used, but they are important. It is important that we have them. It is important that we have a new home for this special collection for your use. And we appreciate your support with letters. Of course, we would even more appreciate your support with money. There are three people in this auditorium tonight who have donated a total of $1,700 to begin the new building fund. I would like to make public recognition of them, but they have asked not. So I will honor their request. We had a donation given in November, and the donor said, "I will give you $1,000 only if it goes for building fund." And we have not been authorized at that time to solicit for a building fund. So we had to get special permission to start a new fund. But now we can. Of course, we also need money for the Friends of the Poetry Center, but this is not a fundraising evening. I'm sorry. I'll shut up. I do not need to introduce Adrienne Rich to you. You know who she is. You know why. We have invited her for her wonderful work in poetry and in prose, and for her work as an activist. And I'm not going to give you a recitation of her book titles. I just want to get her up here, Adrienne Rich.